You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and you're tuned into CPR. That's CFRC's prison radio show that airs every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and we have been for well over 5 years now. Tonight is our very special end of the month, every end of the month, Calls from Home, where we take requests, play music, and have a more relaxed time than we sometimes do here. I'm C, and I'm joined by
Rico,
who has been here once before and is going to continue to be helping out on CPR and Calls from Home. Calls from Home, if you want to get a hold of us for the next hour, we are going to be taking requests, messages, words of support, poetry. We've got one we're going to play later that was sent in by one of the members of our Facebook group. So if you're on our Facebook group, Calls from Home, or would like to join it, we can add you and you can send a request that way. Our request line is going to be open tonight too, so when we're not on the mic, you can get a hold of us at 613-533-2372. That's 533-CFRC, right here in the Kingston area. We're broadcasting from the basement of Lower Crothers Hall in Kingston, Ontario, on the campus of Queen's University. We're the basement dwellers, which I'm kind of fond of. This is a nice basement. And other ways to get a hold of us if we do check these to CFRC Prison Radio at riseup.net. We got a really interesting email on Friday, but we don't have time to really deal with it because it's a lot to unpack the material we got.
We will be looking into that, though.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get the people interviewed. It would be nice, provided they're allowed to actually speak about this case. And then you can also write to us at CPR Calls From Home, Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. K as in Kevin, 7, L as in Lamar, 3, N as in Nancy, 6. That's K7L3N6. Please write to us. We do answer. We try our best. We've got a bunch of material tonight. What are we going to talk about first, Rico?
Well, I guess I would like to open by acknowledging that Collins Bay Institution, Maximum Unit, is currently on lockdown. So we're sending our thoughts out to you if you're listening from Collins Bay. We don't know the reason for the lockdown. If you want to write us at the address that was just put out there, we'd be interested in hearing your side of the story or any kind of insight into what's going on, as always. So feel free to reach out.
Yeah, we really appreciated the request we got on Prisoners Justice Day from Collins Bay. So we're listening. And hopefully we'll follow up with that story as it goes forward.
And I guess we have one other announcement for an upcoming event in Kingston. On October 18th, Tuesday, October 18th at 6:30 p.m., there's going to be a zine launch of a zine called Reap What You Sow, Reflections on the Prison Farms Movement. So that's going to be a launch and discussion on the Prison Farms Movement centered around a text that was published this spring that was a submission-based text of people who are prison abolitionists talking about the Prison Farms Movement and sort of their diverse experiences with that movement and various perspectives on the sort of benefits of participating in that, lessons learned, opportunities missed, mistakes that were made. So that's a conversation that's happening in light of what will probably be some kind of reopening of the Prison Farms program. The government has been signaling that for some time now. So that was the sort of impetus for that coming out. Should be a very interesting discussion. Everybody's got a different take on it. And I've been really enjoying the discussion that it's produced in Kingston here. So, Again, that's at the AKA, which is at Queen Street, 75 Queen Street. And that's going to be on Tuesday, October 18th at 6:30 p.m. So we're going to probably announce that again before that time. But mark your calendars, and it's free and wheelchair accessible.
And if you were listening during our August 10th broadcast of Prisoners Justice Day, we actually dramatized and read out two of those pieces over the air to juxtapose them with some pro-prison farms or less critical, I suppose, analysis about it. There's a surprising array of opinions. I mean, I've gone on record as saying there's not really enough interrogation about the origins of the prison farms as well as prison industries and coercive aspects of the prison system, and as well like feelings that people who live on farms are inherently more valuable than people who live in cities that I don't think we've entirely shaken in 2016. But anyway, that's my perhaps overly academic criticism of it. But so we're going to bring some more stories to you shortly, but we're going to actually get a piece of music here by A Tribe Called Red. Their new release, We Are the Hallucination, just came out, and so it's a song album that's been getting a lot of airplay here already, but I love it. It's good stuff. We're going to be airing a poem later that deals with truth and reconciliation, and so this song, Red, talks a little bit about that too. It features Yassine Bey, formerly known as Mos Def, as well as Big Bear and Narsi. So we're going to hear that right now. And again, our request line is going to be open. So phone us, 613-533-2372. And we will do our absolute best to get in touch with you and play any requests that you might have over the air here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Streaming online at cfrc.ca.
Bismillah. Showing living by the G code. What the f is Fleek though? Don't ask them, what do he know? What I forgot is better than whatever they remember. Never mind, I'm off it, it's quiet form. Time to put the temper tantrums to the quiet corner. Hush!
That's enough, said the ruler. No suckers allowed to break bread or asunder. The daylight, lightning and the thunder. Sun, moon, the stars and the hunger. Abundance in bundles. Blessings in troubles. Towers and tunnels. Views and valleys. Waves and peaks. Streaks you from sun. Planet Earth. And ain't scared of no Mars attack. What type of bars is that? Stay off my jack. I'm up there corny riot garments. Top five dial on and on them. Superfly slicker top bro. Eagles diving on them. You why you lying, homie? You won't play with my emotions, Smokey. Big chief heart rate. Big beak B-E-Y. I seen straight jacket come clean. Big said it was a dream. Now it's a living thing. With you and living kings. I mean it, I mean.
On planet Earth, the currency is murder. You a man of worth. They say the day is coming, drumming that you can't reverse. Watch the banner burn before the cannon bursts. Don't taste an illusion, the nation hallucin. Hallelujah, taste of the future. The people, the shower, the pistol, the coward, the trace in the suture. Lonely martyrs, magic carpets, dirty blankets, Coca-Cola, soul controller, holy waters. Middle East mode, sand glorious. Cheat code in Babylonian, the Orient. My superhero got the people power. Yassin and Yassin, you should heed the hour.
With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean. Solid with it.
And that was Red, R-E-D, by A Tribe Called Red, featuring Yassine Bey and Big Bear and Darcy. That was it's a good song.
It's a very good song.
It's also the lead single. There's probably a good reason why we both heard it a bunch. Here we are on Calls From Home right now. That's what you're listening to out there in so-called radio land. We're also going to be listening to some music right now by Daniel Lenoir to give us some background music. Again, Calls From Home is our request show, so if you have access to the internet, you can visit Calls From Home. It's a Facebook group. We just put out a call for requests right there. You can also phone us, 613-533-2372. I believe we are working on getting back our toll-free number so that people can get a request there who might not have access to this number on their list of designated contacts. So we're going to keep working on that and hopefully have an update soon-ish, which is not really soon enough, I suppose. So I wanted to talk a little bit to Rico here about an event that happened on September 17th that somehow I completely forgot about, but it makes total sense that this happened. So there was a flyering event at Collins Bay Institution on September 17th. What was that all about?
Yeah, well, if you listen to the show, you've been hearing some of the coverage that we've been doing of the prison strike based in the United States to end prison slavery. And it's been a work strike that's been ongoing since September 9th, has morphed into uprisings and hunger strikes and a lot of outside actions that have been happening across the United States and really across the world. So we just did a small thing here in Kingston on that Saturday, and we just put together a flyer to let people know what was going on, and we targeted it to people who were there to visit, people inside, both in the minimum institution and the maximum at Collins Bay and the medium. And we just stood on the road into the institution around 8 o'clock in the morning when all the Saturday visits start, and we just stopped the cars on their way in and gave them the flyer.
What was the reaction or people's interest in it?
It seemed, well, it's always a quick interaction in a car, right?
Yeah.
But people seemed pretty open and happy that we were there to support people, and probably relieved that we weren't there to search their car or something. Like, it's, they didn't really know why they're being stopped, right? So I think there was a mix of relief, and yeah, I think people do appreciate that we're out there to support them. Mm-hmm. And I think it was timed pretty well to mostly interact with visitors and not necessarily staff or people that we're not directly trying to reach out to that day.
Yeah. Do you, I know we don't really know what's going on with the lockdown at the maximum unit, but do we have any feedback from Collins Bay or other places if that literature has gotten in or if people are passing it around?
We do get the odd email from, usually from like a family member of somebody. I don't want to name anybody.
Of course.
But yeah, we do understand that it is getting to people and they are thinking about it. And you know, obviously people have their own struggles and their own sense of timing, and yeah, is a different context. But we have appreciated that feedback and just the fact that people are aware of what's going on in other contexts and making those connections, I think is really good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that that occurred. I know that's Collins Bay is definitely the institution that gets the most picket lines, basically, like that.
But, it's on a bus route.
Yeah, pretty much, in a Cosmo Valley Village. But so we're going to hopefully do more follow-up with that as well. If they want to read more about this, though, if you have access to the internet, this is on epic.noblogs.org. You have kind of some text supporting it there as well.
Yeah, and we also have links there to you know, different feeds that are more up-to-date with what's going on with the strike.
Yeah.
Such as the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee, mm-hmm, and itsgoingdown.org, which have been doing a really good job staying on top of what's happening.
Yeah, we've been airing the last few weeks audio and pieces collected from those organizations, as well as some coverage from larger media organizations. We're going to hear a little bit from Democracy Now! Today. They're actually one of the few media organizations that have any sort of kind of media presence actually covering this system in a sustained way. I was going to say systemically, but I don't think that's the case. All right, we're going to play some more music, I think, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that prison strike. But again, if you want to phone in a request, 613-533-2372. That's 613-533-2372. Also 533-CFRC if you have one of those, you know, nice pads that actually has the letters on it. I know those are kind of going away, but we would appreciate it. Anything, a song request, a message going out to somebody, a loved one behind bars in Kingston would be what we're here to help you with. We're going to hear some music by Double Agent Media. They're a Calgary and Prince Albert, Saskatchewan-based hip-hop group. We're going to hear Break It Up featuring Belvedere Spinello off their brand new record, which just came into the station, called Passing Lanes. Again, just a quick warning, there may be some content in it that, for whatever reason, could be considered offensive. So you've been warned, you know, maybe turn your kiddies' radio down for the next few minutes. But I think you'll enjoy this piece. And we'll be back here on Calls From Home, CFRC 101.9 FM. Again, 533-2372 is the request line.
Okay, so here goes. I get hype with skill shows. Hey, shite, weak flows. I don't like to treat folks. It's not my hero. I can stand and move out. This life creating out to what the world's really about. New things should have been learned a long time before I trusted. Media, who can perception like a whore? The end of ignorance came, and they don't live you no more. It's time to open eyelids for the third world war. Because it takes a superpower when you knocking down a tower. I'll be there in an hour, got a shit shave and shower. Move it along, ain't nothing left to see. Now y'all be falling apart like you got leprosy. Ain't no one testing me, it ain't your destiny. And if the poll come now, they ain't arresting me. Because the question be a matter of life and death. To shatter the image of those you might accept. You never get respect because respect gets earned. You wanna cross on over, but that bridge don't burn. And if there's something left in life that's worth sharing, I'ma take it away until the landscape's barren and dry. Preparing to die, swearing you fly. Now they got him at the hospital repairing the guy. Yo, who the F am I? Word, big Italian. Swing a gold chain with a meatball medallion. Dance in the rain so fast, don't get wet. Then cancel the pain
like a blast to forget. Never mind that, and never mind it forever. You're better off not knowing than trying to sound clever. I know that you know that he know kung fu, but ain't no place left for him to run to. Check mic 1, 2, here's the bad habits. Pulling top hats out of cute bunny rabbits. Eating up the lava right out of your lamp. I'm angry, IG, big boom boom champ. Basements damp and stank for my means. When I'm burning the aroma from Kelowna to Queens, I've seen fiends take shits in their jeans, telling everybody round they be 3 weeks clean. Homeboy, yo, that's disgusting. Take it to the powder room for nasal dusting. Got more game than a Borgia Pope. I'm hanging all my enemies by the end of a rope. And at the end of the day, they got a long road ahead of them. Sip cough medicine mixed with pure adrenaline. Ain't nobody better than the veteran poet. Beat a fake MC with his own bottle of Moet. Amateur facelift makes it makeshift. Skills ain't there like the spoon in the Matrix. Really don't care, cause I'm building a spaceship. I fill it with racists, rapists, and government. Launch that shit, and never wonder where the trouble went. Launch that shit, now no more trouble. Let's move on the double. I'm happy under moonlight, fighting myself like two dudes in a goon fight. You might outright choose to hate me, but no real MC would ever berate me. And if it ever happened, I'd be lying in wait, see. Often motherfuckers sick John Wayne Gacy. Cosm got the beats that be tasting real tasty. My voice box locked and cocked and off safety. Whether or not you're better or not, don't worry. General consensus represents us, and all of my rhymes be conscientious. Yes, all of my rhymes be breaking the bad like Walt and Jesse. It's not your fault if you can't impress me. Probably my fault for setting a high bar. No way in art. Playing on electric guitar, eclectic and raw, selective with law. I'm crazy on a mic like Blanche Dubois. I'm at a lap dance club drinking Stella Artois, or at a face punch club cold crack in your jaw. Ain't no slacking at all when my thoughts and words drop. Blood clots and herbs stop to rewrite their weak spot. What?
Okay, so you just finished listening to some music by Double Agent Media. That was Break It Up, some sweet early 90s style hip-hop from a band that used to be, or at least part of, Dragonfly Empire, so one of Alberta's best-known hip-hop and longest-running hip-hop groups. We just got that here at the station. You're listening to Calls from Home, which is the at-the-end-of-the-month show that we do here on CFRC's Prison Radio program. I'm C. I'm joined by Rico here in the studio, who's going to be now like a regular co-host. It really excites me to have another person in the studio. We're just saying that off the mic. So we have more kind of updates we're going to talk about, because these are developing stories, and we want to keep letting people know about what's going on. So what is our next media item? I know I've been putting you on the spot to read these.
That's okay.
I kind of feel like I'm the MC tonight.
What I would like to read is a statement that was put out by the End Immigration Detention Network, which is a provincial network of activists supporting migrants who are incarcerated, mostly at in the maximum security facility at Lindsay, Ontario, and specifically targeting the indefinite detention of migrants who are awaiting or can't be deported, but also calling for basically an end to borders and incarceration altogether. That's the context under which they're operating. So some of their campaign was met with an announcement recently on August 15th by the federal government to put more money into the immigrant detention system, sort of under the guise of improving conditions, which is part of what they've been demanding. So they put out a statement in response, so that's what I'm going to read here.
Okay.
On August 15th, the Federal Public Safety Minister, Ralph Goodale, pitched a new national immigration detention strategy. Before we share our analysis of this announcement, let us first discuss the context within which the announcement was made. Melchioro Gahungu, Francisco Astorga, and an as-yet unidentified man died in immigration detention in the last 6 months. Three deaths under Goodale's watch, and not a single word of apology, accountability, or responsibility from the federal Liberals. His silence was broken only when dozens of people put their health and lives at stake. On July 11th, around 50 immigration detainees began a hunger strike in two Ontario prisons. The strike grew to over 60 detainees by day two. The hunger strike lasted 19 days, and during this time, supporters of migrant justice took to the streets in Regina, Ottawa, Toronto, and Peterborough. In Goodale's hometown, Indigenous land defenders at the Colonialism No More camp showed up again and again at Goodale's offices and public appearances until he met with them. Solidarity messages and letters of support flooded in. Hundreds of us called, emailed, and tweeted at Minister Goodale. Goodale spoke not because of the goodness in his liberal heart, but because we, all of us, but mostly importantly, immigration detainees, pressured him to do so. And it wasn't easy. Goodale tried to ignore us and tried to dismiss our pressure with a public blog full of lies and misrepresentations. So let us examine his announcement. $138 million will be used to renovate or rebuild two of three immigration prisons in Canada, in Laval, Quebec, and Vancouver, British Columbia. $10 million of these funds will be allocated to mental health support. Consultations will take place at some point, likely by invitation, to make further changes. Now, we do not expect radical transformation from any government body, but we asked ourselves, would these changes have kept Melchioro, Francisco, Abdurrahman, or anyone else alive? Would these changes mean that individuals would not be jailed in maximum security prisons? Would these changes mean that individuals and families and children would not be jailed indefinitely without charge or trial? The answer to all of the above is a resounding no. In fact, the Liberals' only response to the hunger strike, denouncing gross human rights violation in detention, is to pour money into detention centers. The level of cynicism is disgusting. To answer yes to those questions, the federal Liberals would have to pass laws or propose regulations, or at least make a policy change that end indefinite detention, that end the detention of children, that end the maximum security imprisonment of detainees. The entire process by which detainees are detained would need to be revised, and that hasn't happened. And so our work is far from done. Just last week, we were in court with Alvin Brown, who was imprisoned without charges or trial for over 5 years. We used a creative and never tried before legal strategy to get Ontario provincial courts to rule on a federal immigration matter. While we were expecting the ruling to come in a few weeks, CBSA was up to its dirty tricks. Alvin Brown was deported in the middle of the litigation, suspiciously timed to ensure that case law favorable to immigration detainees would not be created. His lawyers are still seeking damages. So over the next few months, we'll be in the streets, in the courts, in MP offices, and on social media, raising hell and seeking your support to end immigration detention. But know this, the fight is far from done. That was a statement by the End Immigration Detention Network.
Yeah, powerful words. And it's an issue we've been covering here as well on CPR quite frequently, including some interviews with members of the End Immigration Detention about this ongoing problem. I had done something on August 10th about this after Goodale kind of mentioned it offhand in the media, but hadn't made an official announcement that they were going to put more money into federal facilities, which just brought up to my mind the Kingston immigration holding, the so-called Guantanamo North mm-hmm. facility, and that, you know, that is the end result of putting more money into the system, is building more prisons, which is the exact opposite of what this show stands for and what we as members of the show oppose, is constructing more prisons for coercive means. So if people have access to the internet, they can read that on immigrationdetentionnetwork.com. I think.
Endimmigrationdetention.com.
There we go. Yeah, I'm not wearing my glasses, everybody. That's good times. So we have one more news piece we're gonna get to in a moment, but how about we play what you had a song you were going to bring up too, or sending out to people? Just in general, we have some music.
Yeah, this is brand new. It's by an artist named Bamboo, I think it's from L.A., and this song is called Gang Injunction.
All right, we're going to hear that right now on Calls From Home. Again, you can get a hold of us, 613-533-2372. That's 533-CFRC. We'd love to get a message or a song request that we can play out there. So, but for now, enjoy this on CFRC. Pa 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 p
Small caliber revolver in the kitchen drawer. In case you cook your scrambled eggs when they coming for you. They'll set you and your crew up quicker than a soda pot. Now please don't spread the data that'll signal police helicopters. You just trying to lay tortillas down on an open stove. Bunch of dirty pigs bust down your mama home. Good thing that your mama gone and you just clean the floor. So it's quicker when you run and slide right out the back door. It's like six in the morning. You the victim in the war. Over monetary gain, you left your pistol in the drawer. Got you running in your drawers through your neighbor's backyard. Find a spot that you can climb and hide until the pig's gone. And now you living on the run again. Don't know who your friends that were bored. They slim in truth. Otherwise, you just be hungry and broke. Live in a country where they lock you up for people you know. The gang of junction. We live in the gang of junction.
Gang of junction. Gang of junction.
We live in the gang of junction.
Gang of junction. Gang of junction.
We live in the gang of junction.
Gang of junction. Gang of junction.
Live in the gang injunction. Ain't allowed to be around your little cousin, cause a cop will lock you up, say you violate an injunction. Fuck it, this is my block, this is where I roam. Move into my building, see the life when you call this home. You the type, ducktail, bail, not the 101. That's why you a pig, so you can hide behind a badge and go. Working class though. Yeah, I know you struggle too, but you should've moved to where you work and send your kids to school. Body, yo, I live in. Peewee's on the building. Whistle like a bird when the task force dipping. Spray can't hiss it, cry long clicking. I don't know what gangster who would stitch for lyricism. I'd rather do raps about revolvers in the kitchen in the spirit of a sitting from an educated villain trying to fuck. We live in the gang of junction.
Gang of junction. Gang of junction.
We live in the gang of junction.
Trying to funk. Gang of junction.
We live in the gang of junction.
Gang of junction.
We live in the gang of junction. You in the gang of junction.
Okay, that was great. What was what were you listening to there, Rico?
That was Gang Injunction by Bambu, B-A-M-B-U, out of Los Angeles, California, from a new album just came out this month called Pray for the Devil.
All right. Well, we're past the halfway point here on CPR, and we've played some good music already. We're gonna play some more for you going forward. We've also been hearing some new music by Daniel Lenoir in the background because he's a perfect musician for this. We're actually going to air one more piece relating to the national prison strike that we mentioned earlier from Democracy Now. And then we're going to get to some of the actual requests that we got sent in, something by Neil, who has phoned in here before. And we'll put that up. But let's listen to this now. So again, if you want to get a hold of us to get a request on the air, 613-533-2372. 533-2372. Best way to get a hold of us. Just phone us. We'll do our best. And we're going to hear this piece now from Democracy Now! In case you missed it the first time.
Yeah, this was just put out today. And we're not going to air the whole piece, but it was discussing at Holman Prison, Alabama, where a lot of the strike has been initiated and has been a definite center of resistance in this prison strike. The guards recently went on strike as well, so that has really dramatically changed that situation, and that was the sort of reason they started the coverage for the day.
Okay, great. So listen to that now. Phone us, 533-CFRC. You're listening to Calls from Home.
Guard work strike at the Holman Correctional Facility in Alabama comes as the largest prison work strike in U.S. history has entered its third week. Organizers report that as of last week, at least 20 prisons in 11 states continue to protest, including Alabama, Florida, Indiana, Michigan, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, and Washington. The Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee says at one point about 20,000 prisoners were on strike. With the protest has come punishment. Several facilities were put on lockdown with prisoners kept in their cells and denied phone access both before and during the strike. Organizers were also put in solitary confinement.
Joining us from Austin, Texas, is Azura Crispino, the media co-chair of the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee. Still with us, Pastor Kenneth Glasgow of the Ordinary People Society, TOPS, and Kinetic Justice Inside Holman. Juan?
Well, Azura Crispino, I'd like to start with you. Talk about this this nationwide strike. Does this have any precedent in modern U.S. history? And how extensive is it? And some officials are claiming that it's already petered out.
Well, certainly the history here bears repeating. When George Jackson was assassinated 45 years ago, he had been calling for a prisoners' union and a nationwide prison strike. So it's fitting that on September 9th, on the 45th anniversary of the Attica uprising, that we were finally able to deliver the largest prison strike that has ever been seen in U.S. history. In terms of the momentum, certainly now there has been a shift towards dealing with repression. But as you stated, there are several facilities across several states in which strike action continues to occur.
So what exactly is happening right now across the country?
Well, there's been a shift to a lot more hunger strikes. So in Merced County Jail in California, over 100 prisoners are on hunger strike. They are joined by the wife of one of the inmates, Victoria, who is also on hunger strike. They are calling for a 2,000-calorie diet, an end for solitary confinement for juvenile detainees, and in addition, for the firing of Lieutenant Moore, who's been particularly sadistic as a guard there. In South Carolina, there continue to be uprisings, specifically at Turbeville Correctional Institution. And there have been continuing hunger strikes in Michigan, as well as Ohio. In Michigan, Dying to Live, Cesar De Leon, and others have been on hunger strike for more than 100 days. They are calling for an end to long-term solitary confinement past a year. But I think the greatest conversation has to deal with repression, and all of that is occurring. So we just heard less than 2 days ago that at Kinross unit in Michigan, that guards, initially it seemed that there was going to be a conversation. The warden had come out and was speaking to the inmates, over 400 of them, which had peacefully marched in the yard. But after the warden left, basically a riot repression team came in and dragged prisoners out of their showers and out of their cells, zip-tied their arms behind their back, and threw them out in the yard and left them out there for 5 to 6 hours in the rain without any access to bathroom facilities. So the repression that prisoners are facing around the country for having participated in this strike is real, and it's very severe. So right now, we're really focused on responding in order to help get the word out and get people to call in to those units so that we can help to support those who are being repressed, as well as to continue supporting strike workers, whether that's people who are continuing to be on work stoppages and rolling work stoppages or continuing to hunger strike.
Finally, Kinetic Justice, is the strike still going on among prisoners at Holman?
Not at Holman right here. I'm not saying, when I say that strike is not going on, like I said, a lot of things have been completely unorthodox at Holman for the last 2 days. And the last 2 days, they've actually had officers to augment the shifts to allow the people to move around. So a lot of things are trying to get back to normal in the sense that people are finally getting out of these dormitories and moving around. So things are not locked down as a strike. So no, not at home, and it's not continuing as we set out.
Well, we want to thank you all for being with us. And, of course, we'll continue to follow this. Kinetic Justice and Solitary Confinement at Holman in Alabama, prison of 1,000 men. Azura Crispino joining us from Austin, media co-chair of the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee. And thanks so much to Pastor Kenneth Glasgow, founder and national president of the Ordinary People's Society, TOPS, a faith-based organization focused on criminal justice and rehabilitation of offenders. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace.
Okay, so you heard Amy Goodman, one of our favorite celebrity station IDs here, but that was a really excellent piece about the third week of the national prison strike that has started in the United States, and as Rico was mentioning, across the world. We just wanted to keep that update going. We're going to play some requests very soon. The very first one we got is from Neil Shenakapo, who has been on the air a few times with us reading his poetry. He is a frequent listener, a member of the Calls from Home group, and we always like his input and the material he sends in. So he actually just gave us a few days ago a copy of his poem, From Nothing to Everything, a spoken word piece about reconciliation. And again, my policy with requests has always been, we don't judge people on what they're going to play, what they want us to read, within reason, you know, no hate speech. But Neil always has some really interesting things to say in his poetry. It's actually been set to music by David Finkels, and we're going to listen to that right now here on Calls from Home. I'll just remind listeners, too, if they want to make a request, 533-2372. We still have 20 minutes left. We're all going to play some Beds Are Burning, because that's a habitual request that we get here. I know Rico's looking for some Dead Prez. So let's listen to Neil's poem right now, From Nothing to Everything, by Neil Shenakapo, here on Calls from Home, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Nothing is sacred. That is the lie you beat into us. Nothing is sacred. That is the lesson you washed across our spirits. Nothing is sacred. That is the truth you sliced from our hair. Nothing is sacred. That is the debt you owe for murdering our children. Nothing is sacred. That is the lie. Nothing is sacred. That is the lie. Nothing is sacred. That is the lie. In the quiet still of today, as was yesterday, in every year gone by since you came here, we stand as we have always stood. Beneath the feathers of our mother, beneath the gaze of our grandmother, within the breath of our father, under the warmth of our grandfather, we stand as we have always stood. In the tumult of today as was yesterday, and every year gone by since you came here, our elders carry the scars of what you have done, but we rise in the morning. Our youth shoulder the burden of what you have done, but we rise in the afternoon. Our people wept out an ocean of sorrows deep for what you have done, but we rise in the setting of the sun. Our future sings across creation for what you have failed to do, and we rise. We rise. We rise as the moon rises, we rise with it. Nothing is sacred. That is the lie you beat into us. Nothing is sacred. That is the lesson you screamed across our spirits. Nothing is sacred. That is the truth you sliced from our hair. Nothing is sacred. That is the debt you owe for murdering our children. Nothing is sacred. That is the lie. Nothing is sacred. That is the lie. Nothing is sacred. That is the lie. We have watched as our fathers laid our grandparents low in rage and agony. We have watched as our mothers bled out across the living room floor from suffering. We have watched as our brothers and our sisters cried out a million tears from imprisonment. We have watched as our children scream in pain from burns their grandparents received. We have watched as our lives have ended, being cast aside, being forgotten by all other lives here. The day has come when the bears rise and our people hold fast our feathers. The day has come when the wolves rise and our children hold fast our teachings. The day has come when the eagles rise and our elders hold fast our words, our songs. The day has come when the tribes stand together as one for all that has been taken. Reconciliation is the lie you try to beat into us. Reconciliation is the lying lesson you scream across our spirits. Reconciliation is the lie you sliced off when you cut off our hair. Reconciliation is the debt you owe for murdering our children. Reconciliation is the cost you pay for stealing the lives of our grandparents. Reconciliation is the least you owe us for the bread upon your table. Nothing is sacred. That is the lie. Everything is sacred. That is the truth we have for you. Nothing is sacred. That is the lie. Everything is sacred. That is the gift we have for you. Nothing is sacred. That is the lie. Everything is sacred. That is the history we share with you. Everything is sacred. This is our truth. Everything is sacred. This is our tradition. Everything is sacred. This is our spirit. Everything is sacred. 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 Is sacred.
And that was From Nothing to Everything by Anil Shenakopo and David Finkel. They sent that in to us through our Calls from Home Facebook page as a request for Calls from Home. So that is another way to get a hold of us, especially if you have internet access. Join Calls from Home on Facebook. Of course, you can still phone us into us for the next 15 minutes or so here at CFRC's Calls From Home program. We have played some music tonight. We've done some news updates. We're going to keep going with a lot of those stories as they develop. We also are going to probably play in the next little few minutes the long version, and therefore the non-hit version, of Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
I'm sure it's just adding some additional instrumental breaks in between, but it's going to be fun. It's a perennial favorite. We get a request for it every Prisoner's Justice Day from at least two different people, and I understand why.
I fully understand that.
Yeah. It's a classic song, so we're going to play that, too, going out to everybody listening who doesn't have a chance to get a hold of us through our request line, and just sending out our thoughts and support for what we can. And you're going to get some stuff in there, too. I think we're going to play some Dead Prez to end up the night, and maybe a little bit of some country folk or something like that. So, again, if you want to phone in a request, though, 613-533-2372. We're going to be back here next week. So even if you get on the Facebook page or email us and at cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net, we will get it on the air at some point. All right, one last time, that request, 533-2372. And this is Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil here on CFRC. Okay, so that was actually the long version of The Dead Heart by Midnight Oil.
Also a good song.
Really good song. We were jamming out to it so much in here that we kind of completely didn't realize that it was the wrong song, because it was a good track. So I apologize to everybody. This is what happens when you do radio without a lot of sleep. But we'll play that again sometime. It's Midnight Oil, and it's a really good song. So we're at the end of Calls from Home. We played a couple of requests. We played some music. We've done some pieces. There's still 7 minutes left, so if you really want to get it in, 533-2372. We will do our best to help you out. And I want to mention, too, Chris Eckhart is coming up next on a Hillbilly Swing, so it should be good. What are we going to play next? You've got a track for us.
This is a track by Dead Prez called Behind Enemy Lines, and I think in light of the prison strike, it's a good one.
Yeah, all right, let's listen to it now.
It's off of their album Let's Get Free.
Which we don't somehow hear at the station, so whatever. Again, still phone us, 533-2372, and enjoy the song.
That's it. 5 more minutes and that's it. Back to work, fellas. Back to work.
Yo, little Khadija pops his lock. She wanna pop the lock. My prison ain't nothing but a private stock. And she be dreaming about his date of release. She hate the police, but loved by her grandma who hugs and kisses her. Her father's a political prisoner, free Fred. Son of a panther that the government shot dead back in 12-4, 1969. 4 o'clock in the morning, it's terrible, but it's fine. Cause Fred Hampton Jr. looks just like him, walks just like him, talks just like him. And it might be frightening the feds and the snitches to see him organize the gang, brothers and sisters. So he had to be framed, yo. You know how the game go, 18 years because the 5-0 said so. They said he set it fire to an A-Rap store, but he ignited the minds of the young black and poor. Behind enemy lines, my niggas are cellmates. Most of the youth never escape the jail fate. Super maximum cans will advance their game plan to keep us in the hands of the man locked up.
Hello? Collect call from Ness.
Where are you?
Yo, shit is crazy, boo.
Have you been?
Yo, I miss you. Yo, want can you put some money in my commissary?
Lil Kenny been smoking Lucy since he was 12. Now he 25, locked up with an L, they call him Triple K. Cause he killed 3 niggas, another ghetto child got turned into a killer. His pops was a Vietnam veteran on heroin, used like a pawn by these white North Americans. Mama couldn't handle the stress and went crazy. Grandmama had to raise the baby, just a young boy, born to a life of poverty. Hustling, robbery, whatever brung the paper home. Carried the chrome like a blind man, hold a cane. Tattoos all over his chest so you could know his name. But y'all know how the game go. D's kicked in the front door and guess who they came for? A young nigga headed for the pen. Coulda been, shoulda been, never see the hood again.
Behind enemy lines, my niggas are cellmates. Most of the youth never escape the jail fate. Super maximum camps will advance their game plan to keep us in the hands of the man locked up. Behind enemy lines, my niggas are cellmates. Most of the youth never escape the jail fate. Super maximum camps will advance their game plan to keep us in the hands of the man locked up.
Cuando yo llamo es como tú no me quieres escuchar. No he visto mis hijos, mi mujer. No me mandan retratos, no tengo dinero. Estoy aquí jodido en la cárcel, metido.
You ain't got to be locked up to be in prison. Look how we living. 30,000 niggas a day up in the bin. Standard routine, they put us in a box. Just like our life on the block.
Behind enemy
lines. You ain't got to be locked up to be in prison. Look how we living. 30,000 niggas a day up in the bin. Standard routine, they put us in a box. Just like our life on the block.
Behind enemy lines.
All right. So you heard the song title there. That was Dead Prez. From Rico going out to everybody who's listening. We kind of forgot to let people know there might be some words in there you might want to hide your children from, I guess. But whatever, I mean, it's a raw song and it's going out to about some really deep issues, raw ones too. I'm just babbling now. We're at the end of the show. Thanks for coming down here.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I always enjoy Calls from Home. We got a few requests. We'll be here next week with some news and material. I believe Casey is going to be coming by. Again, you can email us, cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net, or write us a letter, CPR in Lower Crothers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. K as in Kareem, 7. L as in Leonard, 3. N as in Nancy, 6. That's K, 7, K, 3, N, 6. Okay, all right, let's end with some music here by Roberts Hall called The Lord's Lament here on CFRC. As again, Hillbilly Swing is coming up next. Thanks for being here, and have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
I went down to the river, I went down to pray. I went down to the river, almost brought on judgment day. I asked God Almighty, asked him for a helping hand. He said, listen here, sonny boy, can't you see that I'm a busy man? I gave you life, I gave you life after death. Well, you still ask for more till your very last breath. I gave you trees that give you air, rivers that quench your thirst. I made you all equal, but you're still trying to come in first. And it would sadden me to see all of this gone to waste. Oh, your history is so rich, lost in outer space. And all the beauty.